We're back listening to Money Talks. So, guys, we have a situation, I like to call them, that we wanted to talk about this week.
Continuing on the tax theme.
Yes, absolutely.
Breaking it down.
Who could ever go away from taxes, Shauna? Nobody this time of year, right?
Can red much can hide.
Yeah, no doubt. But we've got all kind of things. So we've got new changes, Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, concerning alimony payments.
Big changes in alimony.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll leave it right there and let you, Shauna, pick it up.
Sure.
Casey, one of y'all can jump in.
Well, this is Shauna's area of expertise here. Wow. I've got the broad knowledge. Shauna's focused on the divorce planning with her CDFA.
I am. Big changes this year, after this year. So in the past, what you've been able to do, if you pay alimony, the person paying it takes a deduction on their tax return, and the individual receiving the alimony claims it as income on their tax return. So going forward, after 2018, that is no longer the case. Mm-hmm. So for anybody who files for divorce this year or legal separation this year and before are grandfathered into that tax situation. I don't know if it's a break. It depends either way, but
it doesn't start until 2019.
Right? Correct.
Okay.
That is absolutely correct. So I'm wondering if everybody will file for divorce now or what the divorce rates are going to spike.
It depends on which side you're on.
I mean,
if you're the person receiving the alimony, that would be a benefit to you, right?
Right. Cause you don't have to pay tax on it, you can't also, if that person today, if you pay tax on it, you can use that as earned income, if you will, to make an IRA contribution and tuck money away. You won't be able to do that any longer.
And it's a big problem because it was an above-the-line deduction. So it impacted your AGI, which impacts other deductions and your ability to take them and things like that. So it was a very powerful deduction, I guess, for those people that were paying alimony that is no longer going to be the case. So, you know, there might be reasons for both parties, I guess, that could find some reason to go ahead and file this year while you still can. But it's definitely a big change.
Well, and also, too, you know, I don't know this to be the case, but I presume that, you know, lawyers look at, okay, well, if they're going to have to pay so much in tax, then they should get a bigger amount because, you know, they're not really getting that much. And so this may be that you get less. And so net-net, the person receiving it is the same, potentially.
Not necessarily better off in the future just because you're not having to include it in income.
Well, definitely the person paying it is worse off.
Right.
They don't get that deduction and they're paying it anyway. So,
but they might
have to pay. Roth IRA that doesn't give anything back, right?
Yeah.
Well, how much do you guys assume that people sit around? I mean, you know, obviously the relationship's faltering or whatever. How much do you think they sit around and try to plan their divorce around the financials or taxes?
Well, that's where your attorneys and your planners come in.
Well, and it's hard to look at that when you're in an emotionally situation too.
Of course,
I mean, you know, that's where the CDFAs come in and the CFPs to look at the financial consequence of it. You know, it's very important. Let's say you're splitting up assets and, you know, you give this asset to half. Okay, they want the house, they get the account. Well, you get a house that's not cash flow. There's nothing to spend from. You know, so you have to look at, and that's an extreme example, you have to look at the financial consequences of it.
Yeah.
But
we are talking about a stream of cash flows even here, if you're talking about taxation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Whether or not somebody can write that off. So
absolutely.
It can be very important. I think that's probably the key to this, the fact that, it is easy enough to get caught up in the emotions of the situation, but if you have those advisors behind you who are thinking more clearly probably than you in the midst of a situation like this that is so emotionally charged, you can actually save yourself a lot of grief going forward when those emotions are gone.
Right, because after the fact, you know, obviously you can refile, but it's going to be difficult to do. Also, too, I wonder how many people really get alimony anymore with double income homes and, you know.
No, I'm sure there's still situations.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But probably not as many as there were
in the 50s.
Past year. Right.
The problem is, how many divorces were there in the 50s?
True enough.
Too many.
I think
it was more of a stigma having that socially than you would find today. But
you're absolutely right.
Anyway, now folks will, you know, once in a while you make a mistake and they'll go right on and correct it. But And no matter what, it's always a very tough emotional time, and those are usually the reasons that the professionals are best. I mean, even just from regular financial planning, we try to eliminate the emotions of market roller coaster, right? You know, when people decide, hey, I want off.
Right.
You have to reel them back in and tell them, wait a minute. Remember when we planned, we told you that the market goes up and down. As long as we have a plan for your long term, you know, you should be able to deal with this, and it too will change.
Well, and it doesn't only impact people getting divorced, but it impacts people who are getting married if they're looking at filing a prenuptial agreement or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be
factored in.
As you mentioned earlier, the attorneys are looking at the tax difference between the person who's receiving the alimony and the person who's paying it. So that'll go into the prenuptial agreement as well, because a lot of times they factor that in.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the case of a divorce, how much alimony would be due to the person that would be receiving it. So all of those are going to be interesting things that come up as a result of this change to the tax bill.
I'm curious to see if divorce rates spike, though. Hopefully not.
You wouldn't expect it. Really? I mean, I don't think.
Hopefully people aren't looking at it strictly from a financial point of view, but hey.
I would hope that there more goes into
that
decision than just finances, but they are important, no doubt. Listening to Money Talks, we'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.